We're discussing the new report by the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau investigating the unemployment insurance crisis here in Wisconsin. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The report found that the state's Workforce Development Agency sent 77% of unemployment applicants into pending status when claims could have been processed. What has your experience been in filing for unemployment? Are you still waiting? Have you talked with a live person about your status? It's 800-642-1234. Samantha Kirkman of Salem is a Republican representing the 61st Assembly District. She co-chairs the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. Representative Kirkman, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Good morning, everyone.
Well, we learned in yesterday's meeting of your audit committee that the unemployment claims backlog could be cleared by the end of the year. Interim Director Amy Pachuk said to your committee, quote, "That remains our goal. We're headed towards it." What did you take away from this meeting?
Well, if they did get that cleared by the end of the year, that would be the greatest Christmas gift for many of our constituents that are still waiting. Even yesterday morning, I had a call to my office where somebody was waiting in that adjudication status for benefits. And so this is the thing, and this is why we had the hearing yesterday. This report, it's a series of reports that came out starting in July. The first report came out in July regarding the overpayments the department had sent out through their bank. They had to then capture those dollars back where people got a double payment of the PUA. Then the second report that came out in September described the problems people were having with the call centers, the millions of phone calls that came in from the time, you know, from March through even this week. I mean, we're still getting 50,000 calls per week. It's not the, you know, the millions of calls that were coming in those initial, weeks of the pandemic. And then the third report that just came out was regarding the processing of claims, the timeliness. It really talked about the adjudication. It talked about the 25% claims that they were able to get out the door in relatively, you know, quick time fashion. But once you got into adjudication, it took additional, you know, up to, you know, 13 weeks or 11 weeks just on the department's hand. In some cases, they had the information and just didn't hit the pay button to send the benefits out the door to the person waiting. So it was a very detailed discussion yesterday of training to why systems were happening the way they did. So it was a really good discussion, I think, from everybody at the table. You know, we had not everybody in the room. We had three members joining us virtually, but it was a very good discussion.
Representative Kirkman, do you think that with this third report, you have a fuller picture of what happened here, how this crisis occurred?
I do. One of the unfortunate things is that former secretary, who the governor fired back on September 18th, was not there to ask, you know, answer some of the questions that some of us had about why decisions were made or weren't made. Amy Pachuk, she did a nice job explaining from her time, you know, she came over in September till now. One of the questions I had at the end of the hearing is, you know, are you going to be staying in this role? Because she seems to have really been creative. She brought in Google, which I know a number of states had brought in them right in April. And the amount of money that we spent early on in the Google was about $1 million or $2 million, in which she said that the CARES money that we got from the federal government will actually pay for it. So it wasn't like they need legislative oversight or legislative approval to even bring in Google. So I think a lot of questions that many of us legislators had were answered to yesterday. I mean, now it's just waiting to see if they actually complete that by the end of the year. They have a report due to us in January. So I'm hopeful that, you know, in January we can have another follow-up and keep this ongoing dialogue. And then, you know, some of the planning purposes are, what are we going to do with the computer system? It is Cobalt, which is an older system.
50 years old, Cobalt. Uh-huh.
50 years. Yep. But still about 40% of our banks still use Cobalt, which really surprised me in some of our discussion yesterday, because it's a very sound system. But other states like, you know, Rhode Island have upgraded to the Google type of system. So, you know, there is other things out there that we can go to. And then, you know, some of the members who have a little bit more IT experience were asking, if we do go to that, can we just actually purchase or use something from another state and make it for Wisconsin so it's not as expensive? And, you know, and those questions, I think we need to have a further discussion. And January is that first, you know, follow up. And then when the governor puts together his budget in February, I think we're going to have some more answers at that time.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Representative Samantha Kirkman, who co-chairs the Joint Audit Committee. She's discussing takeaways from that new report by the Legislative Audit Bureau that examined unemployment claims specifically in the adjudication process. You can join in. If you filed an unemployment claim during the pandemic, we want to hear from you. What's your experience been like in the process? What do you see other states doing? What would you incorporate as a model that Wisconsin should add to its system? Join in at 800-642-1234. Representative Kirkman, you know, this backlog has been months in the making. We've known this for quite some time. Lawmakers never put anything forward to help Wisconsinites that have been caught up in this debacle. Do you think lawmakers should have done something? In hindsight, should they have acted?
Well, you know, the hard part for us as lawmakers is that we give them a budget and then the agencies carry out those items. And really from yesterday's discussion, they were able to use CARES dollars, which they didn't need legislative, you know, approval for, mm-hmm. to bring on things like Google. And it's hard. Like I wish, former Secretary Frostman was there because I really, you know, we had tried to actually meet in person back in April or May. I can't remember exactly when. I wanted to go visit the call center because a constituent of mine who is in the travel industry had given me some suggestions about the call center side of things because she works in one. And, you know, that's really, you know, unfortunate that those meetings, like what I had asked for, and I'm sure others might have asked for as well, you know, in the call center aspect and, you know, training, it takes 4 weeks to train up an employee to come into the call center, but it only takes 2 weeks to train up an employee for adjudication, which surprised me. Hmm. That was my first question right out. You know, the audit points out, both audits point out the training timelines. And I really wanted to know a little bit more about that because in the call center report, that was such a big part that they said that it just took so long to train up an employee. And that's why to bring on the two contracted companies that they did to help with the backlog took so long. And yet in the adjudication process, it only took 2 weeks to train up an employee. So, I do want to ask those questions more specifically, but again, I want them first to get the backlog cleared. They say they can do that. So again, I want to give them the 2.5-3 weeks to get that backlog cleared. And then I'm going to ask a few more questions because training doesn't necessarily respond to the IT issue. It talks about what type of training standards and things. Our offices and all legislative offices, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, all got contacts, especially in March, April, and May from folks waiting. And again, like I said, we still get calls today, but just not the volume of calls that we got in those earlier
days. Yeah, we're talking with Representative Samantha Kirkman, who co-chairs a joint legislative audit committee and co-chaired yesterday regarding these three audits of the state's strained unemployment program that have been completed since the pandemic started. Is your claim caught up in the system? Have you waited for hours on the phone? Conversely, did your unemployment claim sail right through? Share 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Representative Kirkman here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're discussing a new audit of claims processing within the Department of Workforce Development. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Legislative Audit Bureau report looked at a sample size of about 270 claims that had been filed between March 15th and April 11th, and people who had not gotten payment as of June 20th. Are there fixes to the unemployment insurance system that would help streamline the process? What do other neighboring states do that Wisconsin can use as a model? 800-642-1234. Representative Samantha Kirkman of Salem co-chairs the Joint Audit Committee, and she stays with us for 10 more minutes. Let's take a call now. Rebecca is joining us from Madison. Hi, Rebecca. What was your experience like?
Hi. In early March, right before everything shut down with the pandemic, I was working in Milwaukee as a waitress, and we relocated to Madison. I didn't apply for unemployment benefits right away. After the day we moved, everything shut down. And I applied at the end of May when my husband's company kind of cut his hours and we really needed the money. I got two payments randomly in June, which then I called back and they said that was a mistake. And then everything was just put on adjudication because I had quit my job. Everyone I talked to was really nice on the phone, but they weren't able to help. They just said, you just have to wait for the adjudicator. I think everything's going to be fine. Your case is applicable. Back in September, end of September, the adjudicator called me. By that time I had finally gotten a job. And she gave me, I think it was 48 hours to get back to her. I called her 5 minutes after she called. The number she called left messages for the next 2 days and never a call back. And then I get a letter maybe a month later saying that my case was denied. I didn't contact the adjudicator back. And so now I'm appealing, and I don't know what that looks like.
Oh, Rebecca. You know, Representative, is this typical to what auditors found?
Well, and it's hard because she had to quit, but what was her work history before? There are 14, the Director Pahacek yesterday said there are about 14,000 people who are in that now appeals level. So you're in the adjudication, but you're in now the appeals because you were denied. Again, that's bringing in an administrative law judge to look at that case. So it's, again, more paperwork and more headache. And that's the hard part. I had somebody, sounds like similar to you, where they literally had gone to the bathroom, their phone, they had missed the call and literally called our office because they tried to call the adjudicator back and couldn't get back through. And that those were the things, that, especially during the call center, you know, earlier this summer, that we heard from. And we would send an email over to the department saying, you know, again, like I said, we felt like we were the call centers for many constituents like Rebecca. So
what did you tell those constituents, and what did your office do with this flood of with your flood of calls?
Well, and it was hard. We created a spreadsheet just to try to keep track of everybody that called us, you know, where their status was. It says pending, but, you know, again, we didn't really get into those minute details at yesterday's hearings about once somebody got into that pending status. What would have been nice for people to know is that their, you know, number, you know, 1,200 in line, you know, so that somebody could go back and check into that system, because they were every single day seeing if their status changed online. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because they got to a point where they filed online, because that was required back in 2017. But in many cases, they needed to have those follow-up questions, or there was more details needed from the employee or the employer. You know, and so that was a challenge. And then in today's world, they use either fax technology or you could mail in your data. Now, again, as I was explaining to folks kind of off the record yesterday, it was hard for people to find faxes, you know, places where you would normally go, a library, a governmental building or another business, you know, weren't necessarily open. Not everybody has a fax.
Who has a fax machine,
right? And that is what the statute, you know, is.
What is a fax machine, right? I mean, these are, yeah.
You know, so that was, you know, again, those were some of my questions that my staff were getting so minute on, because, again, mailing over to the department, you know, who was there, because everybody at the department was working virtually. I'll give an example. My office we give a courtesy call when we're going to do the hearings, and she called the secretary's number, even though I know it's it's in transition to try to leave a phone number or leave a message. Then we called the deputy secretary's phone number, deputy secretary Robert Cherry, and his voicemail message actually still says the former deputy secretary, Joanna Richard. And it wasn't until we got to the assistant deputy secretary, Danielle Williams, phone, which again, she was very helpful. But again, you know, even us trying just to reach out to the department last week to try to tell them that we were going to be doing this hearing, got
you
a little
found
bit,
communication
you know,
difficult as well. And you're
right.
You're the one in power, right? You're the lawmaker.
Right. So I did bring that up yesterday. So I said, I hope to Director Pahacek that I hope the deputy secretary does upgrade his voicemail system. Because again, since if you're not in the building, people are using telephone communication much more today, and email communication. So, but those are those things that until you have a hearing and you have as much data that came out yesterday, and I'm hopeful, like I said, that they get this backlog cleared by the end of the month. And then going forward planning, where is our unemployment compensation trust fund? Where are we at? We're just over $1 billion in it. We have gotten federal care dollars to cover a lot of the benefits that have gone out to our constituents. But I know the next level is then what are the businesses? They're worried in a year that their rates that they pay, because they actually are the ones who fund the system, that the rates that they pay are going to go up. So I was asking those future questions in which they did say that businesses won't be, their rates won't be adjusted for 2021, which essentially would have been a tax increase. So that makes me feel good that our fund is solvent compared to just south of the border. Illinois' fund is a $3 billion in deficit. So it just talks about, you know, our stewardship of our dollars are there for our constituents who in the future may need it. Like,
I want to just jump in here for a moment. Representative Samantha Kirkman is co-chair of the Joint Audit Committee, and I want to take a call. Jeanette is joining us from Richland Center. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi.
What is your experience?
I applied for unemployment back in probably the end of March when I was working at a technical college. And everything was shut down, and I got a few weeks of pay, and then all of a sudden I got nothing, and they said it was pending. It's been 26 weeks. They're telling me it's in adjudication, but I have not heard a word. I was told by someone else that had a little bit of knowledge with the DWD that people that worked for colleges would not get unemployment. And I've called just about every week to get answers, and I have not received a word from adjudicator. And I'm just wondering, where should I go from here?
So you haven't gotten any contact back at all. You are in those unique situations where, again, you probably didn't qualify for regular unemployment, but you would have qualified for the PUA. And that was that additional benefit on top because, again, you were in a unique status. And I know that you're into the system. So if, again, you might want to contact my office, I would be more than happy to get you, see if we can get you some answers to where your claim is actually at.
Representative, after completing this audit and the previous ones, do you think that there are parts of the state's unemployment assistance system that need to change? Are there too many hoops that people have to jump through in order to prove that they've lost their job?
Right. Well, in this case, it sounds like she probably wouldn't have qualified for regular unemployment, but she needed to apply for the regular unemployment to get the federal benefit that came down with the PUA. Now, I don't know, and these are those real life stories that, you know, all of us have heard about, of, and the department says they're going to get these claims cleared by the end of the year. So I would like to make sure and follow up with that particular constituent and make sure that she, you know, again, she sounds like she has done everything right. And that was the hardest part, or is the hardest part for all of us, that they have gotten every paperwork in. They, you know, in a timely manner, they are turning, you know, the questions that have been asked of them around quickly. And so this is where you know, there is that disconnect. And like yesterday, there are still 50,000 people calling the call centers to get the answers that they need.
As we close here, what are you going to do in January? What do lawmakers need to pass, need to do to fix this problem?
Well, we need to keep on the department every single day. If they're not, you know, if they have not gotten these claims cleared, we definitely need to stay on it because, again, this person has waited way too long to receive word what the benefits she shall be receiving. And that's the hard part is I'm not over at DWD, but I feel like I should have gotten the training that they're giving to either the call center employees and to the adjudicators because I'm trying to help people navigate a system that I don't, you know, again, I haven't had training, but because we've worked so closely with constituents who are trying to navigate the system, we've become schooled up on it. And again, holding the department accountable and again, making sure that the decisions that they ask for and the governor gives them in the next budget are good decisions.
Representative Samantha Kirkman, co-chair of the Joint Audit Committee.